There's an international standoff happening right now between the United States and Iran, and no one knows what's going to happen next. Military action between the two countries has been taking place in Iraq, which forms part of Iran's western border. Militias that are supported by Iran have conducted a number of recent attacks on military bases in Iraq. One of these assaults killed an American civilian contractor and wounded several members of the U.S. and Iraqi militaries on December 27th. In response, the U.S. launched airstrikes against the Iran-supported militias. And on December 31st, hundreds of protesters tried to storm the U.S. embassy compound in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. They smashed windows and burned some areas, but no one was reported to be killed or seriously injured. U.S. officials said this attack was made by supporters and members of a group trained by Iran. And on January 3rd, the U.S. launched an airstrike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, along with several other people, at Baghdad International Airport. Soleimani was considered to be Iran's most influential military leader. The U.S. blamed him for hundreds of deaths of Americans and U.S. allies, and President Donald Trump says he ordered the airstrike against Soleimani because the Iranian commander was planning imminent and sinister attacks on Americans. But critics have said Soleimani's death could further destabilize the Middle East, and Iran called the airstrike an act of terrorism and promised to get revenge directly on American military sites. Back-and-forth threats between the two countries have been made over the past few days, and while U.S. lawmakers have been debating whether Congress should have been notified about the attack against Soleimani, some leaders of other countries have been calling for calm in the Middle East and making preparations in case there isn't.